This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Welcome back to the economic throughline of this particular week in this American economy, housing. We got some data this morning about sales of existing homes, to be specific, down a not insignificant 7.7% in November. That's compared to October. It's their lowest level now in 2.5 years. That early pandemic low of 2.5 years ago is also the marker for single-family home construction and permits for same, which also fell last month. All of which is to say it has been a year in American housing as both buyers and sellers spent a whole lot of time adjusting and readjusting and then adjusting some more to higher mortgage rates. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has this look back.
Maru Gonzalez and her husband kicked off 2022 committed to buying their first home in North Carolina's Raleigh-Durham area, where home prices have skyrocketed since the start of the pandemic.
It was utter chaos. We would look through the Zillow search history and our stomachs would churn.
They'd see houses that had cost hundreds of thousands of dollars less just 2 years earlier.
And now they're wanting me to pay an additional $50,000, $60,000 on an already overvalued house. It just seemed absurd to me. And it was absurd.
4 offers later, Gonzalez and her husband finally did close on a house in March. They paid just over $600,000 for a home listed at $550,000. Fast forward 9 months, though, and we are in a very different housing market, says Igor Popov, chief economist at the online rental marketplace Apartment List.
It's like the housing market stepped out of a sauna in 2021 into a cold air-conditioned room in 2022. It felt good at first, but now it's really cold.
Across the board, key indicators support the idea of a cool down, says Rob Dietz, chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders.
Activity is down about a third from a year ago, and that includes things like single-family construction, existing home sales, and mortgage applications.
If you don't happen to follow every new housing data point, you might think home prices would be falling by now. But nationally, they're still rising year over year, says Barbara Fields, a vice president at consulting firm Apt Associates.
This continues to put tremendous pressure on the lowest income families in our communities.
Fields says falling activity coupled with still rising prices is far from normal, but she says it's hard to say what is normal in this market. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.